In WJCT's Voices of the River series, we take a journey down the St. John's River and hear from people who depend on the river for their living or whose lives are changed because they live close to it. Next, we travel to Palatka in Putnam County. Craig McLean works for the St. John's River Water Management District, and in his spare time, he works on getting trails built to connect more visitors to the river. He talked to former Florida folklorist Blaine Wade.
Where's the role of trails in helping revitalize the river, the use of the river, too, or change the use of the river, even?
To a degree, to access, helping folks maybe see it and appreciate it a little more. Not everybody has the same type of access with a motorboat or a yacht, so these trails and even the trails that sometimes we don't think of as trails but would be like scenic highways. There's some work going on right now on the St. John's River from the mouth to the headwaters related to ecotourism, and some of that is simply integrated maps showing people how they navigate downstream, where they can stay, where they can camp, where the hotels are, where the restaurants are.
Yeah, I mean, two of the points I've heard a lot about the river, I was talking to a guy who, up in Jacksonville, who grew up on the river and now he has a fish market, seafood market up there. He said one of the big changes he's seen about the river is access, that when he grew up, he could just get to the river. And then Belleville has talked to me about how, with the, you know, when people use the river as a primary means of transportation, there's a different relationship, but with the advent of railroads and interstates, it became something you drove over.
Exactly.
And then, so there's that issue of what you just touched on, access, and then people sort of take it for granted.
Exactly. I think that's definitely true because, you know, at one point in time, rivers were, and with railroad, were our navigational channels in the state of Florida. And you could take a riverboat up the St. John's River, up the Ocklawaha River, up into Lake County.
Right.
And it would bring citrus all the way back down that system. Well, you know, at this point, you know, you can navigate that system, but it doesn't carry commerce, and nor does it carry commercial paying passengers like it once did with riverboats. Mm.
But you think by building trails and doing some of the things that are happening down here, it brings people closer to the river?
Yeah, I think it would bring people closer to the river and give them more interaction. And with some of the, what I call, intermodal aspects, like the train station and the riverboat that the city's getting ready to launch, that will give people more of a interaction with the river because it's different ways they can get on to the river. There's social and cultural aspects of trails that bring people out. People can be socially involved. They can meet one another. It's a little bit, you know, it's a slower paced environment. You know, out enjoying the trail, riding on it, exercising, or using it to get to work or to the store. It's just it's an opportunity folks have to engage with one another, sort of slow down a little bit in the lifestyle and take a moment and say hello and see how everybody's doing. So there's definitely a social and a cultural aspect that I really like.
That was Craig McLean talking near the banks of the St. John's River in Palatka. This segment was produced by WJCT's Mary McIntyre from an interview recorded by the Florida Department of State.